Yanaba, Yanaba. Yanaba, Yanaba, Yanaba.
Welcome to the Lord of Love podcast, where we believe that self-healing is a spiritual journey and your success on that path is inevitable. I'm an expert self-healing guide, a mentor for women who are on their life transformation journeys. I'm also a success coach and a deep advocate of plant medicine, which I talk about a lot on the show. But the Lauren of Love podcast isn't about me. It's about helping you move one step closer to your dream life and creating the reality you deserve. Whether you are healing chronic illness, childhood trauma, financial blocks, or you just want to love yourself more in this lifetime, you're in the right place. Join me every week as we talk about spiritual principles, conscious life creation, and success strategies to expand your mind, heal your heart, and bring you back home to yourself. Okay, here we go. Hello, my gorgeous lovebirds. Welcome back to another episode of the Lauren of Love podcast. How you doing today? How you feeling? I gotta be honest with you. So I am getting my moon and I have been on my healing journey tracking having a deeper relationship with my emotional wellness through the eyes of my 24, 26 day cycle. And it's been quite interesting because I've been really looking at and studying the patterns. I think sometimes, you know, one thing I'll say about healing as we open up this conversation today is that sometimes we're in these cycles that feel like we're looping and we're stuck and we're in kind of this like roller coaster of ups and downs and never really being able to break out of this pattern, whatever it may be, right? Maybe it's like a binge eating pattern or a depression pattern or a money pattern. But sometimes, like for me, when I take pause to really look at my cyclical reality, I can see more deeply where these patterns show up as it relates to my cycle. And I can track my cycle and see, okay, it's the couple of days before my moon, like I have deeper cravings and I have a lack of inspiration in my work and I feel really tired and, you know, I'm kind of sad. It's like, you know, let's not give so much power away to say that everything that's happening is because we're so messed up and we need to heal, right? Like sometimes it's like, okay, these are cycles and seasons. How do we meet them more deeply with love? How do we meet them with gentleness? How do we meet them with compassion? And so I'm sitting with that because I have a very busy day. Got my second warm drink. I'm like, I'm one of those girls that has like 18 drinks on her desk. But this is second cup. And I have a lot on my schedule today. I have some incredible one-to-one client calls. I have some content that I promised myself I'd create for the Heal program launch. And with doors opening officially next week for the Heal program, I have some incredible discovery calls on my calendar to talk to some women who are feeling called to come into the Heal program. So it's a really busy day, and I'm in this energy of not being in my 100% power because of my cycle and where I'm at, waiting to get my moon. And I just feel like I really want to remind you that if you are the type of person that notices that certain trends and patterns are coming up cyclically for you, perhaps looking at your hormonal cycle can be helpful to seeing where you're more tender and making sure that you're putting things on your schedule during that time to meet your needs can be really, really helpful. So even though my schedule is really busy, I've made it a point to have a slow morning and I made it a point to schedule a bubble bath in the evening and not get stressed out about the dishes being in the sink. So that's where I'm at. I hope you're having a beautiful day and I'm so excited to drop in with you. Oh my God. We have so much to dive into. First of all, yes, housekeeping, PSA, let's do this real quick. The Heal program is opening for enrollment on Monday. This is my signature group coaching program. I take a group of women through a journey of step-by-step healing with the Heal Method. It's a 12-step process. And we walk through that step with we walk through those steps with deep dive trainings, these really incredible meditation activations for healing the past versions of ourselves through the eyes of the future version of ourselves, and also the journal workbooks, the playlists, the reading. I have like a reading sheet that I give you guys with all of my favorite self-healing books, all organized by topic, the group coaching calls. I mean, there's so much in there. And I'm really, really, really excited about this round of the Healing Method. I have been teaching this method now for 3 years, and I have seen just incredible results. Like women who were suicidal before they went through this program, finding huge transformation. Women who are in abusive relationships, now married with children, in healthy relationships. People who had addictive behaviors that no longer struggle with those addictive patterns. Chronic illness, obesity, financial block. It's just really incredible what happens when we dedicate ourselves to healing from the inside out and healing our life from the inside out. And that's what we're really here to talk about today. So before we dive into this episode, I want to let you know, a little announcement, special announcement here in the Lauren of Love world. Next week, we start releasing episodes for a secret podcast series I released and announced just yesterday. It's called Make Healing a Reality, and it's a 5-part episode series, not here on the Lauren of Love podcast. This is something separate. And in that series, I'm walking you guys through some incredible education from the Heal program, step by step, how to heal your reality, how to make changes, whether it's for your physical body, your health, your mental health, your financial health, whatever it is you're working on healing, your self-confidence, your self-love. This 5-day free series is going to be really, really powerful. So to check it out, to sign up, it's free. All you have to do is go to laurenoflove.com/reality, and I will share more of that as we go later in this episode, because I'll interrupt this episode dialogue to share a little bit more in depth about that. But it's a free series, so stick around. You'll get the details as we go through. Today's episode is really cool. I'm super excited. I got this download the other day. There is a post I did a while ago, and it was like a really salty post because I'm sipping my deal with it. I'm going to be sipping this throughout the whole entire time, this warm drink. So good. I love some cacao in the morning. It's just like so special. Yeah, so I did this salty post last time we were running the Heal program, because people get really confused on their healing journeys. They think that healing is supposed to be this like uphill, beautiful journey where you're just getting better and better. You're getting stronger and stronger, and all these magical things are happening more and more and more. And like, yes, okay, like that's true. Healing is about transforming your life and making it better. And also, there are these things that can happen that are, we think that they're signs that we're not healing, but they're signs that we actually are healing. And so last round of the Heal program, I had released this post and it performed really well. So I released it again this round of the Heal program, and I just titled it 7 Ass Backward Signs from the Universe That Your Healing Journey Is Actually Working. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. This post went viral. Really cool to see so many of you guys digging this content, because yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Like we're like, oh, like life should be getting more amazing. And we forget that sometimes in healing processes, there's all this cleanup to happen. It's like if you were a hoarder, or, you know, maybe you just had a dirty house for a long time and you decided finally you were going to clean that up. Guess what? You know this if you've experienced it. Sometimes things get dirtier and more messy before they get better. I mean, for me, when I clean, geez, man, like I rip my whole house apart, right? Shit gets a mess. So you're on, you know, taking stuff out of the cabinets and you're putting stuff on the counter and there's no room. So now stuff's on the floor and you're just trying to take everything out to look at it. And that's what happens on healing journeys. it's that process of recognizing that sometimes things are going to get a little bit messier before they get good. So in this episode, I'm going to dive into these 7 ass backwards signs, and I'm going to elaborate on each of them so that you have some tips and some steps to move the needle forward if these are things that you are struggling with. So without further ado, let's dive in and have a real good conversation on the 7 ass backwards signs that you're actually healing. You know, I want to say before we dive into this conversation, it's really cool to have this dialogue with you. Like, it just feels really awesome because, you know, sometimes in the online space, we see so many people who are achieving the magical life that we want to have, and they're getting all this progress in their reality, and they're having all this momentum, and things are changing, and life is just getting better and better. And then we're over here being like, what the heck is going? Am I doing this wrong? You know, like, is this what's going on over here? What am I missing? And so it's nice, you know, it's refreshing for us. I think it's so important to me that I create a safe space for real honest conversation about this aspect of inner work, right? Healing is like super hard and super challenging, and it's full of emotional ups and downs. And when we look at other people and we're like, oh, but it's so easy for them and everything's going really well for them, it makes our healing process even more difficult because now we're questioning it. And we spend all this time questioning whether or not we're doing it right. And all of that time that we're spending, we're wasting, because now instead of looking at ourselves and looking at what we're moving through, we're shaming ourselves and we're guilting ourselves and we're being hard on ourselves. It's like, I talk a lot about this in episode 1 of the Make Healing a Reality Free series, which you'll hear me talk about later. There's this thing that happens where, like, on healing journeys, we start to feel bad because something is rising to the surface. Maybe it's like anger is coming through, or maybe it's overwhelm, or maybe it's self-doubt, and you're just feeling this negative energy, whatever it may be, because something's happened in your reality that has triggered you. Right? A bill comes in the mail, a fight with your husband, something you see on the internet, right? I don't care what it is, but you're feeling shitty and it happens. And then instead of sitting with that feeling, what you end up doing instead is you go, I shouldn't be feeling this way. I should be healed of this right now, right? Like, I shouldn't have to feel anger. I shouldn't feel sad. I shouldn't feel right? And so now, instead of actually being present with what's present, we're now instead being upset that we're upset, and we're like shaming ourselves that we're feeling bad, and we're shaming ourselves that we should be healed right now, and we're shaming ourselves that we're not as far along in our progress. So conversations like this, where we can just kind of strip things back and be like, hey, look, these are some of the shitty things that happen. These are some of the experiences you might have on your healing journey. And it's actually a good thing. It's a sign that things are changing and shifting. So let's dive into it. And I'm going to try not to make this episode like super long, but there is a really important conversation here to have. So let's go for it. Okay, so one of the biggest signs right out of the gate that your healing journey is actually working is that you're finding it really hard to connect with friends or with family. This is point number 1 of our 7-parter today. And I want to start with this one because I feel like this is almost like this is the one where, like, we can actually start getting worried. Like, oh man, like, is my whole reality changing? Like, am I going to leave my husband? Is, like, my world going to fall apart? Am I going to be outcast by my family? Am I going to never have intimate connection again? Because now all of a sudden I just want to hibernate and ignore the world and be completely isolated and alone. I mean, listen, I've been there. And so there are some things happening here on this point that when we understand them, it makes things easier. So the first thing is that when you start to heal, the way in which you relate to people starts to change. And I know this to be true on my own healing journey, and I see this for so many women in the Heal program, where you're starting to change and now you're noticing that the friends that you used to associate with, all they do is complain. And they're complaining about their husbands, they're complaining about money, they're complaining about X, Y, and Z, they're making fun of people, whatever it may be, right? The energy that you used to feel was normal is now creating dissonance in your energetic field because you're not matching that vibration anymore. Maybe you're doing the inner work and you're building your confidence and you're building your compassion, you're building your self-love. And now all these people that you used to associate with who don't have those frequencies matched feels really weird to be around them, right? It feels like it doesn't match you anymore. And this can be really hard. The other part of it too is that we start to recognize that some of these relationships that we once thought were really important are actually really superficial, right? So these are the relationships maybe on your healing journey as you're starting to grow, you're building deeper connection with yourself. And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't want to hold space for superficial relationships. I want depth. I want intimacy. I want realness. I want vulnerability. I don't want fake. I want real. And it's mirroring to you the desire that you're having for your relationships to be this way is mirroring to you the fact that you're getting that depth within yourself. And so when we're actually becoming more intimate with our own self, we then realize we want that intimate connection with the people around us. It's why, you know, for me in my healing journey, the deeper I went into, you know, looking at my trauma and looking at my stories and looking at my blocks, the more I realized that I was craving more intimacy in my marriage, and I had to develop that over time. It's not to say that when we're having a hard time connecting with certain people in our life because we're healing, that means that we should just excommunicate them and like not, you know, and break up and just, you know, I'm not saying that, right? Sometimes the dissonance is there because it's an invitation into growth and for you guys to both expand and deepen, whether that's in your relationship with your parents or in your relationship with your children or your partner or your friends, whatever, right? So this isn't about, hey, you're going to excommunicate everybody because now you're healing and you're going to isolate yourself. Yes, certain relationships will change and certain relationships will leave. And that's part of healing because you're cleaning out. You're cleaning out internally. So you're going to be looking at things in your 3D and asking, is this in alignment with me? Right? Okay. So relationships that are maybe a mirror of your old self that you don't really love. People are just complaining all the time and you hate it. And it's really triggering you because you used to be that way. And now you're like, man, this is ugly, right? I don't like to see this. I don't like that I was this. This is an opportunity for you to have more compassion for yourself, right? You're seeing things differently. That's really beautiful. Relationships are maybe superficial, right? This is also something. The other part of this too that's really challenging is that as we're growing and we're healing, we can't unsee what we see. And what I mean by this is that when you start looking at your own trauma and your own inner wounds in like such a deep, intimate way, you almost develop this psychic sense of ability to see when other people are suffering and when other people are ignoring their trauma. So it's like the more diversely you study yourself, the more you can notice when somebody else is ignoring their trauma. And that can be really hard. It was really hard for me because as I was doing all of my inner work, I could see like where my mom was like not living her best life and where my father was playing out trauma patterns. And we want so badly to fix people because we know how important it is to love and forgive yourself and do this work. But we also have to remember that people can't change. So what do we, well, let me rephrase, people can change, but we can't force them to change, right? I'm so funny. Newsflash, y'all can't change. Don't worry. I'm just kidding, right? We all have the power to change, but we have to remember that we can't change other people. They have to want change for themselves. So what do we do? If we're on our healing journey and we're recognizing that it's really hard to connect with friends or family, one of the things I highly suggest you prioritize, this became a very important thing for me on my healing journey too, was manifesting deeper connections with people who were also doing this work. It's why if you take my HEAL program or you take any of my other group experiences, whether it's my Conscious Creator Mastermind or my Wild Wealthy Feminine program, there's a big emphasis on community, right? We have a community app that we use where we all stay connected And it's because when we're healing, we need allies, right? We need people who support us and see us and encourage us. And we also need to start developing this new belief that we deserve healthy relationships. So I would say, like, if you're here, start asking yourself, what is a healthy relationship? What do I want in my intimate relationships? And can I get clear on that so that I can manifest some deeper relationships with others? Now, the other thing that we can pay attention to, if this is something that's coming up, is recognizing that this is temporary. Okay, you're going to hear me say that a lot throughout this series. Not knowing how to relate to your family is a temporary process, because now maybe you're looking at all of your trauma wounds and you're seeing like what your parents didn't do growing up or what they did do growing up that affected you, and you're getting to feel a little bit distant, right? You're like, man, this is fucked up, right? Like, I need to take a minute. This is a temporary experience. And so if you're feeling like you need to create more space, it is safe to do so. And I think that's a really, really good study, because when we're healing, we are learning to deprogram from the story that says we need to be something for somebody else, right? Like, you need to be a good daughter for your mother, or you need to be a good partner, or you need to be a good friend, all these things, right, that put so much pressure on us to show up a certain way. And when we're healing, we recognize that that story isn't true, and that that story isn't healthy to hold on to. So there is this period of time where we're like, yeah, I probably need to like take a minute, and I need to take some space, and that's okay. And that space allows us to shift relationships to come back in when we do with a very new, clean, clear perspective with healthy boundary. So if it's happening and you're feeling that need to go inward, listen to that, trust yourself, take time, and know that this too shall pass and your relationships will change. My relationships, if I look at my life, the more I've healed, the more I've raised my standards for what it means to have a good, healthy relationship, and the more transformation I've witnessed in my relationship with my mom, in my relationship with my dad, my siblings, it's been really cool. So, you know, just trust that what you're moving through isn't always going to be forever. Okay, ask backwards sign number two, that you are actually getting results on your healing journey. Things are happening that trigger your insecurities and your rejection wounds. Man, I love this one. I love this one so much, because we believe that like healing is about becoming that like ferocious tiger, and you're just like, rah, I don't give a shit. I have all the confidence in the world. I'm so empowered. Nothing can stop me. I'm never affected by anybody else's energy, right? Like, we think that's what's happening. And I will say, you know, just on this note, yes, this is true. Okay. You develop strength in your healing. I used to be somebody that, like, if you said hi to me the wrong way, I would feel really insecure. I'd be like, oh my God, did I do something wrong? Did I upset you? Are you mad at me? like that was me all the time. Like, I was constantly dysregulated in my nervous system. And so I took everything personally. I read between the lines of everything. I was really sensitive. And that's just like who I was all the time before my healing journey. Then when I started to heal, I developed a sense of confidence and a sense of security in myself, and a sense of self-awareness, where I could see what was playing out and why it was playing out and where it was coming from more clearly in my life. And that was really, really beautiful. And I thought that meant that I would never get triggered ever again, and I'd always be strong, and I'd always be confident, and I would never just, yeah, don't say whatever you want about me. I don't care, right? Well, actually, you know, what starts to happen is that just as we're developing that strength, and just as we're getting better and better about, you know, knowing our boundaries and not getting triggered, and having energetic sovereignty and not taking on what everybody else is carrying or holding in personal insecurities, right? Just as we're growing and strengthening that muscle, what's also true is that we're becoming more and more emotionally sensitive, Okay, so I want you to imagine, just again, let's do like a visualization metaphor here for you to understand. Your life is a rubber band. Imagine that rubber band stretched across a horizontal line. Okay, so you've just stretched that rubber band from left to right, and it is straight across. Life and suffering is just a really, really tight rubber band. And everything is really tense, and everything is really intense, and everything is really hard. And feeling joy is really difficult. Feeling, you know, alive can feel really challenging. It's just a hardship. As we stretch and we grow into our confidence, imagine that rubber band going up. Okay, so you stretch that rubber band up. You're stretching to more capacity of joy, happiness, etc. But your frequency, just as it adjusts above, will also adjust below. And so we become more energetically sensitive. So imagine letting go of that rubber band. And now that rubber band is moving up and down and up and down and up and down. It's because when we are healing, we're stretching our capacity to feel alive. And just as we stretch above, we also recognize that we may feel more of those heavier energies for a little while in a more intense way, right? It's like when I was healing and developing my resilience and my strength, I had certain experiences happening that brought up waves of emotion because I was so tender. I was learning how to fall into a holistic relationship with myself. And so I was not just going to experience more and more joy and just have everything be hunky-dory all the time. I had to look at some things, right? And so I found myself more energetically sensitive. So I would notice that maybe money blocks would come up and they would feel more tender than usual. Or I would feel like a friend invited somebody else to a gathering and not me. And I really felt that like feeling of rejection. It's not because I'm healing backwards. It's because I'm allowing my emotions to come back online in a healthy way. And everything that's coming up is coming up to support me on my healing journey. It's showing me the patterns that I've been ignoring my whole life. It's been showing me, yes, this wound specifically is why you haven't been feeling whole in yourself. Here it is. Feel it. Sit with it. Be with it. Embrace it, right? I say this a lot in the free 5-day series coming up that some of you guys have signed up for, the Make Healing a Reality Secret podcast. What's coming up is coming up to be released. So it is going to be normal, just as you are cleaning your house, as the example we gave in the beginning, that all the dirt and all this dust and all the muck are going to come to the surface for you to pay attention to them. So what do we do with this, right? What do we do? Good question. I don't want this episode to just be like, here are 7 shitty things you're going to experience. Have fun. No. Okay, so here's what I did. Number one, I asked myself, you know, why these things were coming up so much. And there were always themes. There were always themes. So maybe for you, you're noticing that the theme that's coming up is safety, right? Like you don't feel safe to be yourself. You don't feel safe around money. You don't feel safe to be in your family and communicate your needs. You don't feel safe to rest, you know, whatever. It's a thematic experience. And all these things that are coming up that are triggers are making you feel really tender around this. Okay, we have a theme. Once you identify what your theme is, you can ask yourself, how can I meet my need for whatever this emotion is? So that I can regulate myself, so that when these things happen, I'm feeling better. Now, I'll give you an example. For me, I recently, this was last year, last round of the healing program, because when I teach the heal program, I also experience it and I set my own intentions and I go through the healing process with everybody. And I was getting hit with these really deep triggers and they were all thematic. They were all around other people seeing me in a bad way that wasn't truthfully how I felt about myself. And so it was like I got comments from people on the internet, and then I had a friend break up with me, and then I got into a fight with another friend, and then somebody misinterpreted something I said and it created all this drama, and I'm like, what is going on? And it was all coming up and I was so sensitive about it Because really underneath the surface, there was this wound within me that said, other people's projections of me are what allow me to feel like shit about myself. And I've been doing that my whole life. Right. So if somebody has something bad to say about me, if somebody doesn't like who I am and they gossip about me, I will take that so personally and I will allow their energy to come into my field and to negatively impact how I feel about myself, how I feel within myself. And so once I noticed this pattern, I realized that the big wound that was coming up was rooted in the fact that I was giving my energy away and didn't have boundaries. And so then I got to sit with that and say, all right, I need to develop some boundaries. I can't give everybody access to me all the time. I can't seek love and validation from people outside of me anymore. That's not serving me. I had to learn how to cultivate a deeper relationship with myself. And so I started to develop habits and practices and rituals through the Heal program and the self-care toolkit in there that really built my confidence and built a good relationship with myself. And you can do this wherever you are, right? If you're recognizing what your theme is, there's certain activities and practices and rituals that you can call on that will strengthen yourself so that you aren't as tender and aren't as sensitive all the time. So for me, that is journaling a lot. It is bubble baths in the evenings to wind down my nervous system. It's time in nature when I'm feeling overwhelmed. Regulate my body with the earth, right? There's so many different things we can do that just kind of ground ourselves back so we're not feeling as sensitive. But I think ultimately too, it's like you can also ask your healing journey to slow down and be more gentle. That's something people don't realize. Like your healing is a spiritual process. It's a spiritual journey. You're connecting to your higher self and you're trying to bring her in. So if things are getting really intense, you can take a minute and say, okay, like, all right, higher self, let's be a little bit more gentle here. So don't be afraid to ask for that slowness, for your healing journey to slow down, just to give you a little bit more of that time to recalibrate so you're not getting emotional whiplash 24/7. All right, point number three. The third weird, trippy thing that feels ass backwards that happens on healing journeys is that our bodies start responding to what feels like a chronic flare-up with health issues. And this can also manifest as like chronic flare-up of whatever addictive pattern you have, whether that's smoking or alcohol or binge eating, it doesn't matter. But this flare-up that we experience could also look like fibromyalgia flare-ups or inflammation in the body, joint issues, brain fog, gut issues, hormonal issues, right? There is a purgative process that is taking place. And I have discovered this principle really early on in my journey because before I would go to a immersion, like I did a lot of heal immersions in my time of healing over the last 6 years, and most of them were plant medicine ceremonies. And so I would prepare in the weeks leading up, getting my energy right, getting my diet right, getting my mind right, you know, preparing for this really, really big experience. And what I noticed, it was so bizarre. Every single time before I went to go do this thing, my body like rebelled and I would get huge amounts of inflammation. This rash that I had when I had Lyme disease would start to come back. My joints would start to hurt. My brain fog would be present. My overwhelm would be present. And I'd be like, oh my God, what's going on? And it was literally my ego like fighting because it knew that I was about to go into this new layer of healing where I would be confronting these parts of my shadow that I had been avoiding. And so this is again that principle of like whatever's coming up is coming up to be released. And it was always, if I gave myself an opportunity to look back on it, it was always really challenging because I thought that I was healing backwards. Like I, especially when it comes to the body, when these things are coming up, we think that we're doing something wrong and we're really concerned that we're not actually getting the results we want. But sometimes those things are coming up because they're letting go and releasing out of the body. And so if we have that approach, rather than the chronic illness is my autoimmune system attacking itself or my body is attacking itself, I mean, this is just a suffering perspective. for me when I realized that these things were happening because there was some new layer of shedding that I was experiencing, I could feel more empowered in my journey. Now, this feels like a good moment to just say that if you're here and healing the body is a really big priority for you in your life, whether that's holding on to extra weight, chronic health issues, addictive behaviors related to food or any other type of substance, I really invite you to take a moment and just go sign up for the free 5-day series that I have going. It's that secret podcast called Make Healing a Reality. So how about this? How about before we continue on this topic and I give you some solutions, let's pause here. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the 5-day free series, Make Healing a Reality, so you can feel into it and decide if it's right for you. And then we'll jump back into this conversation on the other side. So yes, stick around, have a listen. Here's what you need to know about Make Healing a Reality. Hey guys, I have a really special announcement that I'm so excited to share with you. I am releasing a secret podcast called Make Healing a Reality. If you're here listening to the Lauren of Love podcast and you are the type of person who's looking to grow, shift, transform, and change your life, and maybe you've been navigating the struggles of not getting the results you really desire, or if you want to push the needle forward and take a big, massive leap into your awakening, this free 5-day podcast series is for you. Inside of Make Healing a Reality, I'm going to be sharing the 5 blocks that stop so many people from being able to create the transformation they crave. I'm also going to be sharing some really tangible steps on how to actually shift and transform your 3D world. We're going to be talking about healing the body, healing your mental health, healing your relationship with money, and so much more. So really quick, to sign up for that free secret podcast series, go to laurenoflove.com/reality. This is only open for a limited time, and I don't want you to miss it. So go ahead and sign up, laurenoflove.com/reality. So part of the reason we really struggle with our bodies, I love talking about this topic. It feels so good to me. My healing journey, I was at a place where like, my hair was falling out. I couldn't shower because I had this horrible rash. I was losing my ability to walk. I couldn't drive anymore. My vision was so bad. I had such a severe chronic illness. And I thought that like if I had a diagnosis and I had the answers, oh my gosh, it would just be the solution I needed. But really, this chronic illness was manifesting into my life because my body and my nervous system were so dysregulated. It was really bad. Like I had a lot of dysfunction in my nerves from all the trauma that I had been ignoring in my life, all the unworthiness, all of the not good enoughness, all of the fear of failure and fear of getting hurt. Oh my gosh. Like that stuff, I can feel it as I'm talking about. It's really, really heavy. And it's really hard to get healthy when you have those energies in your field. So I'm going to say that like one of the biggest things you can do if you're in a place where these chronic illnesses are replaying themselves or the addictive patterns are replaying themselves, take a breath for a hot minute, okay, and try a different approach and start looking within. In the Make Healing a Reality series, we have an entire episode dedicated to healing the body and healing how we see our body and healing how the body performs for us. So I really invite you again, you know, go check that out as a support modality. But also just as like an overall tip of here's what you can do, please, please, please start really, really looking at and diving into why you don't love yourself and why you don't feel enough for yourself and where that comes from. I remember when I was in the beginning of my processing sexual trauma, I was 19. I had been through a really, really difficult traumatic experience and I was going to therapy. And the therapist asked me, you know, I was so afraid of being alone at the time, just so afraid. I would surround myself with friends 24/7. I always needed a boyfriend. I didn't know how to be alone with myself at all. And she asked me, you know, why are you afraid to be with yourself? And I just couldn't answer. I was just so uncomfortable. And she said, well, you know, Lauren, like, what if you like go to the movies by yourself? Or what if you go to dinner by yourself? And I just freaking sobbed. Like, the thought of that felt so unbelievably uncomfortable to me. And I realized, looking back now, that part of the reason that I was so sick was because I didn't have this very welcoming, loving relationship with myself. So I was constantly trying to get out of my body, to run away, to not be present with myself. I was avoiding and craving the ability to just not be with my own self. And so when you're in that state and you're escaping, the body is going to get louder and louder and louder until you listen and until you do the work. A great mentor of mine in the early days of healing chronic illness said to me, "We don't realize it, Lauren, but illness is the healer." And it's true, right? Illness, whatever illness it may be, forces us to look at parts of ourselves that we have been avoiding, that we haven't been paying attention to. So if this is happening to you, yo, I love you. I see you. I understand. Start meeting your needs for rest and nourishment and healing the wounds that say you're not worthy of those things, and start developing an approach to your healing that is not just about healing the physical body, because the physical body and what it's manifesting is only actually just a symptom of what's deeper within, and that is your relationship to your own self. So, cool? Cool. Point number four, sign that your healing is working. Doors are closing that you didn't expect to. Wow. I'm going to follow that one up with just like another point. And this is not about, I want to be so clear on this, like, you're not making this happen. This is just something that is happening. It's not like you doing it, but like, if you're experiencing death or loss or old relationships are ending, right? And doors are closing in that way where it's like relationships. It can be really, 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 really hard. And also, it is a karmic part of this work. And when you can recognize that the timing of loss is somehow relatable to what you're moving through, you start to look at the world a little bit differently. Like, I'll give you an example. I had been really deep in my healing journey, and I was at a place where I felt like I had just closed a karmic cycle. I was like, wow, I finally, this story, this very specific story that I had been holding on to, oh my gosh, like, it's done. And it felt so good, and I was celebrating it, and it felt amazing. And in that very same week, my dog passed away. Now, my dog had been already sick. We were going through things, right? It was difficult, obviously, of course. But I had this understanding, this like very weird, trippy understanding where I was like, oh, I see what this is showing me. And I can be grateful for that. And then again, last year when my grandmother passed away, it was a very similar experience where I could sit and be like, this is horrible and I'm devastated and I'm so sad. And I also see a layer of this as to what this represents in my own karmic cycle. And so this is a very, very extreme example, right? No, you're not going to heal and like everybody around you is going to die. Like, that's not what I mean, okay? But what I mean is that, you know, this is an extreme, an extreme example for you just to see like, okay, when things are closing, when doors are closing, what does this represent? I had a friend of mine, we went through our very first ayahuasca experience together, and she's an emergency room physician, and she had these huge breakthroughs in her immersion with plant medicine where she realized, wow, I actually don't want to be an ER doctor. And then we get to the airport and we're ready to go home and we're packing up all of our stuff. And we're waiting at the gate and she gets this email. It's like all of her hours were cut back. And so these are examples, right? Of like happened to me on my journey as well. The more I healed, the more my relationship with my business started to change and doors started to close. I thought that I had certain opportunities coming and those certain opportunities fell through. And this was the universe rearranging itself. So if this is something that's happening to you, point number four, and you're like having a hard time keeping up here, right? I want you to just remind yourself that every time doors are closing, it's because the universe is preparing you for something even greater. This is, I remind myself that like God's denials are also, they're God's protections. And when I'm rejected, it's actually a redirection. Rejection is redirection into something deeper. And so I don't ever tell myself a story, and I invite you to have this perspective as well. It's okay to be disappointed and okay to be sad, but I never tell myself a story that I've missed an opportunity or that I've failed at something or something didn't end up working out. If that is the case and that's what's happening in my 3D reality, I know that things are shifting in a new way, going in a new direction that are going to be even better and even greater for me. So trust that process. And you can do this, like if you need help shifting into that perspective, you can get out your journal and you can ask, why is this actually a really great thing that's happening? Whatever it may be, right? I remember I was doing ceremony work in a particular house for a long period of time. And then one day the homeowner was like, no, we don't want to have your events here anymore. And I was so upset and I was so devastated. I'm like, why is this happening? Oh my God, I'm so upset. But then the opportunity that came after that was like even better and even more epic. So just to say, like, have a little faith, trust yourself, surrender, trust that your higher self is guiding you to know what is truly meant for you. And these denials or these rejections are actually just paving the way for the bigger opportunities to come that are in more alignment with who you are. And so it's like as we change and as we heal, the things that are in alignment with us start to shift. That's just part of the process. Okay, number 5, sign your healing. Your dynamic with money is getting tested, triggered, and tightened. I like this. Tested, triggered, and tightened. Here's what you need to know. Again, please go check out the Make Healing a Reality 5-day series that we have open for enrollment, because money, we talk about this in an entire episode of that series. It's a big motivator for people who want to heal because they see their dysfunction internally manifesting in their 3D through how they relate to money. And often when we are changing and we're growing, we are letting go of old identities and old ways of being, and that feels really insecure to do. We don't know who we are becoming. We don't know who we will be. We don't know what will change. And so that unknown energy and that fear is actually surfacing as financial instability or financial insecurity, right? You're shifting, you're changing, your reality is moving in a different direction, and now you're feeling nervous about that, and that insecurity is manifesting in financial form. What do we do about this? Oh, girl, real simple. Real simple. If you're noticing that your insecurity and not feeling safe and not feeling like there's enough in how you love yourself is being manifested in your relationship with money, we have to untangle from the addiction we have to the story that money dictates our security. Now, you're probably thinking, Lauren, like the 3D reality, like don't be ignorant, like we need money to survive. It does dictate our security. Yes, but are you giving it too much power? Like, if I look at my life as an example, I have given so much energy and authority away to money. I've missed out on a lot of good days of my life because instead of feeling peaceful and happy and present, I was stressing the fuck out. And if I get real honest with myself, that entanglement and that addiction to always having to worry, that didn't solve anything. Like I am not like, oh, thank God I really worried about that, because now I'm like, now I'm good, right? Because I worried so much. No, right? It's like, why do you have to throw yourself in the emotional gutter to create solution or to show yourself that you care? There's a lot of karmic tie, and this is like, it's really messy and really trippy here because there's so many things we can talk about, but there's a lot of karmic tie in our association to worry and importance. Like, we tell ourselves this story, and this is why, you know, I'm just going to touch on this a little bit. If you grew up in a childhood environment where your parents didn't really give you consistent attention, but they did give you attention when there was something to worry about, like if you were sick or if you were performing badly or if you were having bad things happen in your environment at school or if you were acting out, then you got attention. We associate worry with love. And so when we manifest these experiences in our financial reality, it's because we don't know how to feel love from a secure place. So we create these scenarios, these trippy scenarios subconsciously, where we're just worrying all the time about ourselves because nobody ever really worried about us the way that we wanted them to. Nobody ever met our needs. So there's like all these weird dynamics playing. So one of the best things we can do is recognize, just like our bodies, hey, this isn't actually about money. Okay, this isn't actually about money. This is about you and how you relate to yourself. Do the inner work there, okay? Do the inner work to untangle. And the big part of this that's really helpful is nervous system regulation practices. Okay, we want to spend time regulating our nervous system, grounding our bodies into peace, finding rituals that you can call on daily that actually make you grounded. It's one of the most important things we can do on our healing journeys, especially because things are changing so quickly. So keep that in mind. Okay. And also, sign up for the reality series, laurenoflove.com/reality, especially if you have financial things you're healing right now, for sure. Okay. Number six, you're questioning your purpose. This is a big sign that you're actually healing. If you're questioning your purpose, amazing. It's so beautiful, right? Like, I, on my healing journey, oh my gosh, did my purpose change? Did my purpose evolve? As within, so without. When you start changing how you feel about yourself and the role that you play in this world for yourself, you're going to start to change drastically in how you see yourself expressed and how you see your purpose. And maybe for you, you notice like your parenting starts to change or your creativity starts to change. Or maybe it's, I'm questioning my career entirely and I want to do something different. Amazing. I don't have much to say on this one. I just have to say congratulations. Okay. If your purpose is changing, good. Thank God, right? We're waking up to the illusion of who we used to become something even better, and to realize that, hey, this is actually a soul's calling that I have to be this new version of myself expressed in this lifetime and leave a legacy with that energy to make a difference in the world, to help others, to give back, right? It's for me in the early days before I started healing, my entire life purpose was to survive and to be successful. And it was so self-centered because I didn't have a healthy relationship with myself. And then over time, when I realized that those needs of feeling successful and feeling safe were inevitably met all the time because I loved myself, right? Then I had all this energy to give back and to share with the world. So yeah, as within, so without. If you're finding your purpose shift, best piece of advice, honor that creativity, listen to that creative energy, give back with that creative energy, and listen to the whispers. When the higher self starts to show up and make changes in your life, you have to be a good steward of that frequency. So if it's telling you, hey, go start an Instagram, or go create, take that pottery class, right? Like, listen to the whispers of what the higher self is saying and make it fun, right? Make it really fun to honor what's coming through. And then seven, point number seven, I like this one a lot. You literally feel like you're dying. This is a sign you're healing. You literally feel like you're dying physically, emotionally, and spiritually all at once. I had many a ceremony of plant medicine where before I went, I was so scared I was gonna die. And I'm like, why do I feel like I'm so scared? This is perfectly safe. Why do I feel like I'm gonna die? And you know, my teacher was like, well, yeah, you are. You're going to die. The parts of you that are so attached to your fear are going to die. The parts of you that are afraid of failure are going to die. The version of you that plays small is going to die. And so, yeah, guess what? Those things are really fucking powerful, and it's gonna feel hard, and it's normal that it feels intense. You're not alone, okay? If you're having those feelings that you're going through a dark night of the soul and you feel like everything is getting pulled out from underneath you, get community support. Ask your healing journey to be more gentle. Meet your needs to soothe yourself and to slow down and trust the process as best you can, but also don't ignore your needs. That's probably the most important part of this, is that the death cycles that we move through, the sheddings of our old identity and the old way that we've been, you know, that can look like a lot of grief. That can look like a lot of hardship. A lot of things can change in our 3D realities when we're letting go of the old way that we used to be and how we relate to ourselves. And it's just incredibly important to find that community and that support. So I just want you to, just circling back to that first point, like, make an effort to find community. Make an effort to build relationships. Dude, go on the Lauren of Love Instagram and go look at the comments of posts and find people you resonate with. There's so many incredible people in this community, and you are not alone. You are not alone. So with that in closing, my sisters, my brothers, my siblings, I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Reminder, as we close, the Heal program is opening doors officially on Monday. That date for all of you listening is the 12th of February, and the Make Healing a Reality series is currently open for enrollment, and it's free. So go to laurenoflove.com/reality. I hope to see you there. Thank you so much for being on this wild ride with me. Love supporting all of you guys in this healing journey. And yeah, if you listened to this episode and you loved it, please take a moment to leave a review. It would mean the world to me. And I'll see you on another episode soon, and hopefully in our secret podcast series. Again, laurenoflove.com/reality. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Mwah. Blessings.